Now, why would the ecclesiastical mention a boy running around? He's running around the television. He's all over the place. He has red curly hair. He has glasses. He has this. He has that. Because when the Pope says that the Catholic Church molested the children, when you focus on that, you skim right off the boy's pate. And you begin to see his pate come down. And when you see his pate come down, hell opens up. When hell opens up, you hear, "We did it. We did it anyhow. We heard you say it and didn't know why, but we did it anyhow. It was our thoughts," they say. "We did it anyhow. It was our thoughts." And if you say something, then listen. Lazarus was once in hell, but he was in hell on earth, and he listened to a rich man, and the rich man said to him, "I am not giving you anything from my plate." And Lazarus died, and he went to heaven, and all of a sudden the rich man was caught up, and he passed away, and he was in that place. He said to himself, "Where am I? I can't tell where I am. It was my thoughts, but why am I doing them?" And the rich man said to himself, "I'll call out to Lazarus, and then Lazarus will save me." And there was a voice, and he heard, and he said, "You cannot call out to Lazarus. There is a gap between you and him now. He is in heaven, and you are in hell, places that do not come together." And the rich man said, "Why am I in hell?" And he said, "Because you lacked." Yes, God said to the rich man, "Because you lacked the faith to feed the poor, you were passed into eternal hell." And that vision of the little boys on TV as they go around and you see them on TV, remember, off their pate comes what is called the God pence. When you come in touch with the God pence, if you have sin in you, or if you know somebody who has sin in them, those things will come into your belly. You'll be there in your belly. You'll see the darkness of hell in your belly. Even the saved see hell, it says, but they do not attend. So remember, when you're caught between the shepherd and the sheep, hell opens up. And when hell opens up, if you do not by chance say to yourself, "What is the reality I live in today?" So remember, the next time you see those little redheaded boys and those little boys with glasses on TV running around, they're telling you. They may not be saying it all the time with their mouth, all the time, but they're telling you. So repent now. The end is not near. The end is out of sight. So repent today and feed the poor. How do we feed the poor? Well, we're all pretty much poor. There's some people that live in places that are larger than ours, in larger homes, but they're poor too. They might drive a better car, but they're poor too. They can't afford to buy another car. They just had a little bit of extra beginning monies at their work. But some works can't afford to pay out the beginning money, but they can stay nearer to you and you can use less gas and get to the work in your home and store real easily by paying for gas in a different type of car. So no one is rich. No one can afford to be rich. Being rich causes violence and gangs and things that do not want to be. The only reason we preach about riches in America is that we seek to have enough in our home. Do you understand? Now, remember, that thought now that may have been sending you to hell has been replaced with the thought that leads you to heaven. Where are your riches? Do I need to go to the store? Do I need to go to the grocery store? Do I need to go to the television market? See? Then you remember, my parents remember like that, and they used to try to save me sometimes with the pastor. But now that those pastors are preaching and preaching and preaching, I had gotten bitter. Because I had thought that Solomon cured all things. I had thought money was the root of all evil. Test. The truth is, riches are the goodness of God. The glory of God comes down when we go out and we work with our hands and we get money to buy bread for our family. So remember, you may have been doing that, but your thoughts were leading you elsewhere. To other things, because it should just be about hard work, faith, and religion. And then you'll see heaven. Then you'll see the sky open. What's faith? That my brother should sin and I accuse him? Or that I should bring him to dinner and be that not sin in front of him? But what do you do behind their backs? Do you have your Bible on your dresser? Do you have your Bible at your chapel, on your testimony seat, on your altar? Do you have the Bible? Well, some people get caught up in the idea of psychology so much without ever knowing some things is what that test is about. So if you would like to get caught up in psychology there, you might want to say, instead of psychology, let me seek a little bit of money. And what do? With money? With money, we put it in our drawer at our home. We buy our combs, our lotions, and a little bit of food. We pay our rent. We pay the dishes bills for the soap. And there's plenty of secondhand stores that give for little money, lots of dishes. So we are well taken care of. So let's watch what we're thinking. Sometimes it's said, so we think that thought, but have we returned immediately? And when you return immediately from that thought, you know that Jesus lives within you? Or is that your inner man with knowledge? Who would attain Christ Jesus? No man attains Christ Jesus. So what do we say? We say, he is the head, we are the sheep. So let me earn my keep, it says. Let me earn my keep. Let me do the work with my hands and feet and be a Christian, Bible believer. Amen. Thank you.